Good afternoon and welcome to the Football Full Disclosure. We are on game week 12. No, we're not. We're on game week 21 and this is week 12.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. You can hear him right now. This is Marty Bailey.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Just realised it's the morning, but doesn't matter. We'll stick
good
with good afternoon.
Good morning. We're 10 minutes away from afternoon.
We're pretty close. Good morning.
Yes. So let's talk about FA Cup quickly. FA Cup. Any giant killing? It was just for me. It was just Brentford, wasn't it? You know, I love the FA Cup.
I watched the first FA Cup game that I'd seen in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, and it was nice actually. You know, we had a good result. We had
Accrington Stanley,
yeah. Who gave a good account of themselves. You know, obviously, the scoreline doesn't reflect
Darwin
the game.
Darwin couldn't score.
No.
A game I expected him to score in.
I expected. Got good.
Jaden Dan comes on. Scores.
Yep, scores. But he, again, you know, good assist.
It's a good assist.
From from Darwin. Look, everybody's getting on his case now, aren't they? And I understand why people are getting a bit frustrated, but I think...
I mean, if you can't do it against Accrington Stanley...
Sometimes it just doesn't fall, does it?
It just doesn't. It just doesn't. And it's not a reflection of the guy. He puts in 10 out of 10 every game.
I respect his contribution. And I do think, and he has proven it in the past, even when he goes without scoring, like that in Newcastle where he pops up and wins us the game. What was that, last season before?
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes that people don't focus on. There's a hard run in. There's the assists. So I think maybe let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's still young.
He is still young.
But that's going to run out, you know?
Yeah, it is.
He's still young. Oh, let's give him some time and everything else like that. It's... Pretty soon, we're going to want results. And, you know, there have been murmurs of obviously him being linked to a Saudi move. That would be crazy. Would we take that? I don't know.
Well, they're offering quite a lot of money. I wouldn't get rid of him.
I wouldn't.
Look, I think we have really good attacking options. Obviously, this could change by the end of the season, depending on what happens with Salah.
Absolutely.
Of course, we could bring other people in to play on that right side. We do already have Chiesa. He got a goal. That was great.
He did. Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. He had quite a lot of chances in that game. Let's see how he progresses and whether he can be an integral part of what we're going to do going forward, or if he lives up to the hype that was surrounding him for a long time. But I would keep Darwin Núñez just because he gives you that something different. He is a chaotic player. And if he does have a game, he will win you games.
Okay.
And if not, he will cause the other team problems. As long as we're winning,
I want to take it back. What you just said. He's a chaotic player. On the slot. Slot is a player, as a manager rather, that's actually stated he wants more control. Things have moved away from chaos. Klopp. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about Klopp. Klopp was a manager that reveled. You know, he took advantage of chaos. Does Darwin Núñez fit into this, you know, chaotic style that Liverpool, I think, have moved away from?
That's a good point because, yes, when I talk about chaos, it was under Klopp when we were a lot more chaotic.
It's organised chaos.
But again, I think that when I say chaos, it's because he's big and he's got a big presence.
Mm-hmm.
He's quick. He can move into the channels.
He's lightning. Yeah.
He needs to get his scoring boots, head, etc. on,
yes,
of course. But when it does click, he is going to be incredibly dangerous because he's getting into the right positions in a lot of instances.
I think so.
I've got to be fair. Sometimes I'm like, give it to Núñez. Yeah. And the pass just doesn't go through to him. Yeah. And he's in the right position.
Yeah.
He's just not getting the supply all the time. So, yes, I am defending him because everybody else is giving him grief. Even my hero, Robbie Fowler, slated him before,
really?
During and after that Accrington Stanley game. And, okay, fair enough. Robbie's entitled to his opinion. But I think, you know,
like, harsh
as a Liverpool's
former players do that.
I support players. Yeah, I'm not going to just like... If somebody, you know, traitors us and goes off to somebody else, then of course I'm going to have bad feelings about that. Forget them, exactly. They're dead to me.
They're dead to us.
But
while they're wearing the red shirt, they are one of us.
Exactly.
And we show support. And I completely agree. I think, you know, I'm a big, big fan of Núñez. I think he is a 25-a-season goal striker. It's in there. I think once the chances start clicking into place, once the finishing, for me, it's the finishing. I think once, you know, if he starts putting those chances away and he stops overthinking it that he does when he has that one-to-one and he usually, you know, he bottles it and it's the more difficult chances that he puts away. Once he starts putting those chances away, I think, we've got a dangerous weapon on our hands, but
He needs to spend a bit of time with the sports psychologist, doesn't he?
Oh, I
a bit
guess
more
so.
Time yeah. with the shrink and like, right, come on, what's the problem?
The shrink.
Yeah, let's not overthink it.
Well, it's just the Sopranos, the shrink.
Yeah. Just play your natural game. Go out there. Just don't worry about it. Just go for it.
Anyway, right? That's enough of Darwin.
Look, he won't last forever. If he's no. either going to go or
yeah.
like soon, or he will get another chance. And if he I think one more season, certainly if he doesn't start picking it up,
yeah.
I don't think he will stay for longer than that. But
yeah.
still, he'll get my support until the end.
There we go.
There we go. We'll leave it there.
Okay. Let's talk Premier League now, because that's why we're here. Game week 21. It was eventful. So let's start with Liverpool and Forest. Listen, I didn't feel very good before that game. I had a feeling Forest were going to do us. I think prior to that they'd won what, 6 games in a row?
That's right.
And this was a very, very, very difficult game. And it started off difficult. You know, I think, you know, it, well, rather, we had chances. It looked like we were having chances. And then obviously, Forest first chance, what happens? They score.
Yeah, it was good.
And I was worried. I was thinking, that's it. I think this is gonna be tough.
I was really concerned in that first half. I got up again really early to watch it.
Okay, you did.
And I did as well.
I have to
ended
admit.
Up watching it. It was a must.
It was not a must win.
Not a must win. It was a must watch for me. But it was a game that I thought if we lost, it could be the catalyst for crumbling our season.
Itchy bum time, isn't it?
If we lost that, I thought, you know what, I could see us falling away.
I completely agree. I was worried. I think when Wood, and it was a very good finish. Some saying Alisson should have done better. We can talk about Alisson a little later as well. When Wood scored that goal, I just thought, oh, okay, here we go. This is going to be, you know, this is Aston Villa a few seasons ago. This is going to be one of those games where, you know, they'll close it up. They'll close up shop. It's going to be difficult for us to score. You know, players like Salah didn't play very well, did they?
I thought throughout, certainly in that first half, that individually, we were shocking.
I thought we were
making all the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Like not making the pass when we needed to. How many times did you see the ball just get hit right over the top of the goal?
Way too much. And
everybody was involved in it.
Very good chances. They were getting into very good positions, but it was what's going on?
Hitting the ball too hard right over everybody.
And maybe it's just the nervousness. I think they were nervous.
I think we're also terrible in midweek games. We're just like Premier League midweek games. We never seem to play that well. I mean, you get us at the weekend on a Sunday afternoon. Everyone they know what they're doing. But midweek games we're not very good.
Obviously, things changed, right? You know. The Greek Scouser comes on, Tsimikas and Jota, who is one of the best in the air. I think we say this every time.
It's insane.
I love that saying. For his height, he's good in the air, isn't he? It's always timing.
Height helps though, doesn't it?
Like when you've got all lots of
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. With all these tall people around him, he somehow manages to get in between them, get up high enough to get his head on it. But yes, of course, it is timing.
Yeah,
he's incredible in the air. Great, he scores a lot of headed goals.
Exactly. But what an inspired substitution! Those two came on, and literally, I think their first touches were
later
in the
corner. Later than I wanted it to happen as well, because I'm thinking, Slot, why haven't you made a change? But as soon as he did, within 24 seconds or whatever it was. Then we've scored a goal. So an assist and a goal from both the players that came on. But we dominated that second half.
We did.
Absolutely. We made some really good chances. We should have won it.
Yeah. Absolutely. We should have won it. But actually, at the core of it, based on, you know, Forrester's form, I think a point taken away from the City ground, I think at the core of it, is not a bad result.
I was okay with it. They were second at the time. Obviously, they're third now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the draw away.
Still a game in hand. They're the only team
that have beaten us this season.
They are.
So
and for good and it's not a fluke. You know, I think at the start of the season, Slot, he mentioned he thought, what's going on? You know, is there something that could derail the season? But actually, no. When you look at Forest right now, seeing how well they've played the entire season, no, it wasn't a fluke. You know, they're a very good, well-drilled, very well-organized side. So, you know, credit to them. They made it tough. It was a good game for a draw. It was a very good game.
I've taken that Forest result as a very positive one because I did think if we lost it, then that could derail our season.
Yes.
The fact that we didn't lose it is all I needed, I think, all we needed. Like, a win would have been great, obviously.
Better.
But as you say, we have lost a lot of our lead. From when we talked a few weeks ago, of course. But we do have a game in hand.
We do.
That's going to be in February as well.
And it's against Brentford.
No.
Oh, sorry. Everton rather. Yeah, our next game is
Brentford. Against Brentford.
And that'll be tough.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Brentford away and they score a lot of goals away, but Brentford are shocking defensively.
Exactly. And we know we are good at, we can defend and we're good at attacking. Admittedly, yeah. I have not felt as stable with our defending as I was a few weeks ago, but
we need a defender. I think I would hope that they would go into the market and buy a defender
left because back?
Maybe a left back. I know people are grumbling about Robertson possibly, but I don't know. I don't think left back is the priority right now. I think if you can find a centre back that if they can find a centre back that fits the entire profile of whatever it is they're looking for, age, money, everything, availability, I think they should go for it.
Don't need it.
But you don't think they need
Endo back there? He did a Endo. Fantastic job.
Endo's Marking. Got no pace.
Doesn't matter.
Endo will get eaten for pace.
Nah, he's fine.
I think Gravenberg does.
Gravenberg could do it.
He does very well actually at centre back. Then we midfielder.
We got players who can play there.
Okay.
I think we're going to need to buy a right back. So
you think Trent done?
I'm starting to think that maybe they want him to go. But they want to do it. They want to make it look like it's him doing it and not them trying to get rid of him. Yeah.
I asked this question before. I think I wrote you a message. Do you think a swap deal would be better? Swap deal and money. Just give us one of your top midfielders and a little bit of money, and we might entertain the idea of losing Trent in January.
I think that would be fine. Look, I think if
I'll take a
if they have money, if they example, have yeah. either decided they want him out, look,
yeah.
we know what he can do offensively.
Yeah.
But he is constantly questioned at what.
Defend.
He can't do defensively.
Yeah,
right?
It's the old old adage. He can't defend. Well, I think it's a bit harsh.
No, he can defend. I think it's a bit harsh. But I do think he doesn't look over his shoulder enough. He'll get people to just drop in behind him, and he is not paying enough attention.
I know, that's kind of like defending 101, right?
During the winter, some of these winter games,
yeah.
It looked like his legs had frozen the way he was moving. You know, like he just was so slow to everything. So, I mean, I can get why people say that. For me, I'd keep him, but I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if you're going to get rid of him, make it look like it's his fault as opposed to you getting rid of one of the players that everybody loves. So, I don't know. Maybe that's what they're
going
for.
Let's put the blame on him. Okay, so we have been talking an awful lot Liverpool, but
yes,
let's
move on.
Yeah, let's move on. But you had some club stuff you wanted to talk about before.
Yeah, but we'll do that another time.
We'll do that another time. All right.
We'll
let's move
around.
On to our next competitor, Arsenal. For me, big question is, have Arsenal revived their title charge by beating Spurs? And admittedly, it's a terrible Spurs side because I'm sorry, Spurs supporters. I'm so sorry, but you don't know what you're going to get with Spurs. You know, you've no idea. You've got a team that beat us in the League Cup. You've got a team that was taken to extra time by who was it? By Torquay United, whoever it was, by non-league side. And then you've got a side that, you know, looked almost okay against Arsenal, but obviously lost 2-1. So you never know what you're going to get with Spurs. But anyway, the main question is, have Arsenal revived their title charge?
Were they ever out of it? It seems from week to week, it's like, oh, Arsenal are out of the title race. Oh, Arsenal are back in the title race. Like next week, they'll drop points again. Are Arsenal out of the title race? It's like,
that's the Arsenal predicament, isn't it? Are they in it? Are they out of it? For me, I don't really think they're in it. I think they're hanging on. They're kind of hanging on, but you know, they're one loss away from really not really. But I don't think they're really in.
Well, then there is no title race, then, is there? by that logic, there is
Forest.
No title race.
Oh, Forest is our main competitor. At this point.
I don't know. Look, we are.
I mean, let's make that.
The gap is now 4.
It's Southampton in the title
with
race.
A game in hand, potential 7. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's you've got to lose. Technically, you've got to lose 3 games.
Yeah.
And then to win. 3 games. They're not going to do us on goal difference, right?
Yeah, so no. We've
got to lose 3 games, and whoever's behind us got to win 3, or if it's Arsenal, or
and
a
I
bit
don't
more,
see, I
wise.
Don't see them doing that.
And yeah, I mean,
way too inconsistent.
I think, yeah, they are inconsistent. Arsenal are. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in January with signings. I don't think Forest are going to do it either.
No,
to be honest, yeah, I've got.
You think it's in our hands then?
Well, it is in our hands, isn't it? All we've got to do is win, continue to win.
That's,
you know, we win every game for the rest of the season. We win. It's simple as that. Of course, it's always in your hands when
you win your games.
That's all you've got to do.
Other team.
I'll tell you, it's really simple. This football is really, really simple. I'm going to teach you all about it right now.
Just
all you've got to do is win more games than the other.
Win more games than the other.
That's it. Just win more
you
games.
You know, actually, that's not always guaranteed.
No,
you can have situations where you don't win as many. For example, don't lose as many games. Like in the previous seasons where we came second place, we actually lost fewer games than City.
But if you are already ahead in points and you win all the rest of your games, you're going to win. Okay, as simple as that. So, of course, it's in our hands.
Just win more games.
I'm just thinking, are we going to lose?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, because we've only lost one all season, by the way.
Are we
going to
shoot ourselves?
Are we going to lose? And one point I was going to make, and I know we're dropping back into Liverpool again, sorry.
Yes.
But people have been saying, you know, the same people that always say it, are Liverpool going to bottle it again? Because it's now only 4 points. Again, yeah, of course, people could forget the game in hand could be seven.
Yep.
Are we going to bottle it again? Because apparently we've done it loads of times before. And I looked into this and I thought, well, hold on, this is not right. How many times have we been top?
Not after Christmas?
At New Year. Because why would you do it at Christmas? Why don't you do it at New Year when it's the halfway point? That doesn't make any sense.
I feel like
people do the Christmas one, right?
Yeah, they do the Christmas one.
People do the Christmas one, and for some reason, and they're like, oh, well, you were top at Christmas for three or four seasons.
Why didn't you win the league? I know.
You've only won it once, right?
It's an old adage.
But again, I don't do the Christmas one. That's silly. I've gone from the 1st of January. I've gone from the 1st of January, which is like pretty much, you know, around the halfway point. And actually, guess how many times we have been top at New Year's? In the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years. Ooh, I want to say about four times.
Four times.
Oh, okay.
No, right, no. Hang on. Well, we haven't. That's what you're saying. Haven't. Four times.
Okay.
No. One time.
Once.
And guess what season that was?
The title season.
Yeah, the title season. Yeah. Okay. So it was 2019, 2020 season.
Yeah.
And in 2021, we were fourth, January 1st. 2021, 22, we were second, finished second. Mm. So it's fourth, finished third, second, finished second, fifth, finished fifth. And the only time we've ever been top in January and in February, I looked at that.
You're telling the statisticians to only look at January.
Forget January. Christmas. Look at the halfway point and not.
A halfway point
because you've still got games after Christmas.
Admittedly.
It's a difficult period.
Yes,
and a lot can change during that period of the thing. But the last time we were first in January, and now we're over halfway through January now,
and we are still.
And
first.
The last time we were first in February 1st,
yep.
we went on to win the league. So. Yep. I mean, if you look at it like that.
I think, for me personally, I think we should win the league just because the teams around us aren't doing. And when I say the teams around us, Forest looks to be the only real team that's quite consistent. The other team that's really consistent, let's move on, obviously, is Newcastle. They are red hot right now. I think it's 7 games. Winning streak. Not unbeaten. Winning streak. That is something else. So, Alexander Isak, my gosh, what a guy.
He's on fire.
Isak, not just Isak, but Gordon Hall, their defense.
Really good
they're keeping clean sheets. It's, you know, they're in what? It looks like they've got one leg in the final of the League Cup, for example. What season they're having?
They've got some quality players.
They very quietly
signed Sandro Tonali, who I've known about for a long, long time.
He wasn't silent because he did have, for example, a ban for gambling.
I know after he signed, but I mean, like, nobody's really talking about
it.
They brought him in. And like, oh, Sandro Tonali. But yeah. I kind of knew a bit, you know, I play a lot of Championship Manager, actually. Yeah. And he's a player I would always sign him as like a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
And he was always, and I'll tell you what, some of the best scouts in the world
use that.
For the company, right? Their scouting department is incredible.
They are,
And it has been since the game first came out.
He has
always been quality on that. And as soon as they signed him, I'm like, I bet he's going to do really, really well. He did get the ban, right?
Yeah.
He is a quality player.
Yeah,
he's a difference maker, I think, as well. I like Eddie Howe. I don't know where you stand on Eddie Howe, but I've always liked him as a manager. I thought he was good at Bournemouth.
How do I stand on Eddie Howe? I think he's a good manager. I think maybe he's a little bit overrated, but I like him. I think he's, you know, I mentioned before when Aiden was here, when we were talking Newcastle, you know, Eddie Howe is a good manager. He has to win something though for me. You know, I think the League Cup is, let's hope, you know, they get to the final, and if it's against us, let's hope they don't win it, obviously, but it would be nice for an English manager to win something.
I think talking about the Cup, I know we've got Spurs, who again did beat us in the first leg. But of course, that could be a completely different game in the second leg because we know, like, they turned up for one, they're not turning up for the other.
I know, right? Yeah.
But in some respects, I think it'd be really nice if it were a Spurs Newcastle final. I mean, I know, obviously, I want to see us win.
I think so as well. Yeah.
But I think because both of those teams like desperately need some silverware, like they really, it would be an incredible final game, wouldn't it?
He needs something because
it would be an incredible final.
I can see him walking away from that Spurs job pretty soon. Anyway, let's move on to City. So City obviously travelled to Brentford. City were 2-0 up and hilariously let go a 2-0 lead against Brentford.
It's comical what's happened to City, how crazy things have gone. I mean, I have no idea. Like, it's so crazy to me how just everything, City's whole season has fallen apart. I just don't get it.
Do you feel sorry for them?
No, I don't feel sorry for them at all. But I can't understand how it's still going on.
If people weren't aware of City being in a crisis, I think it's firm that they're in a crisis right now. I think, for example, you know, talk of Guardiola having to get a divorce from his missus and all. It's a lot's going on. A lot is happening. And all of that was held together by Rodri's ACL. Who knew? Guardiola's life, City's entire season was being held together by a single man's ACL. I think it's sad. It's sad for the team. And, you know, I think things will get worse for them when the results of the hearing comes out. I think they get punished severely.
If you can't have that many charges against you and none of them stick, I'd be very surprised. So yeah, it could be getting a lot worse.
Yeah. We've also been having some managerial chopping and changes. So Graham Potter at West Ham and David Moyes, he's returned. I think he's returned to complete his life work of finally getting Everton relegated.
Well, I think that's been every manager that's come in. That's like, what are we going to do? Let's get Everton. Let's send Everton down. Benitez, come on, you got to love that man.
He tried his best.
We'll always love.
But
Rafa.
I do honestly think. I think for me, not the right move. I know Deitch wasn't the best manager, but at least they were keeping clean sheets. And, you know, obviously Moyes' first game against Villa is a very good Villa side. Obviously, they lost 1-0. But, you know, these managerial changes at this point in the season, they don't always work. I mean, look at Leicester languishing right there. What? They're second to last. And, you know, Ruud van Nistelrooy, yeah, he's a good guy and everything. But was he ready for a relegation battle at this point in his career?
I don't know. Probably not. But I mean, I think you've got to make those changes before the window, haven't you? In the hope that the new manager comes in, you have already done some work behind the scenes and says, look, we've got these idea of players. Do you think these are going to benefit, right? Because if you do it in February, March, which is really stupid time to
do it.
There's no point, is there?
No.
Because there's nothing they're going to be able to do. If there were any changes that could be made, they can't be made.
I think the Wolves one was the right one. I think the Wolves' decision to get this guy in has probably been the only one to pay off.
Because he'd lost the dressing room.
And they had a relatively good side already. So, yeah. But I think the rest, you know, I think Everton are going to struggle. I think Leicester, for me, are probably down. I think for Southampton are gone. They changed. They had a managerial change as well. I think they're almost definitely done. So, yeah.
The fact that United are down there as well, and I'm thinking they're only six points in it. Right?
Yeah,
it could be a mad relegation battle.
It could be
one of the most interesting seasons we've ever seen. I mean, if Everton went down and we win the league, for a Liverpool support, that's literally the best possible.
I mean, it's
It is the greatest season ever.
It's hilarious. Oh, you know what would be great? Everton and United going down.
I know.
Okay, on that note, we can argue that we have at least one hand on the title and Everton are in a relegation dogfight along with United and Southampton are almost definitely down. Marty, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We'll join you again next week. Fingers crossed we can beat that Brentford. Goodbye.
Goodbye.